Nico Horning here with Chiefs starting pitcher Brandon Clark, the electric left-hander tonight. And Brandon, thanks for the time. Thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. Excited to get this rolling.
Yeah. Congrats on your promotion here to Peoria. How did things go for your first start last week?
Yeah. Just a lot of fun. Really, really good to be back out there. Praise the Lord. Just a gift. Kind of worked my way through rehab over the last handful of months. Had some stuff going on in the left arm with blisters and got that figured out. And I feel like last week was just a great foot in the right direction and getting the ball rolling again and being back out here in Peoria.
Yeah, you bring up some of the injuries that you've had to experience so far in your career. Is that something that you've learned to deal with, or is it something you're just trying to put aside each time you go out there and pitch?
Yeah, when I go out there, the staff has done a great job with a portion of getting healthy and then being out there, so that way us players don't have to worry about the injury portion when we're out there. You know, we're healthy, and I've been blessed by the Lord to get healed up and be good to be back out there and get going again. So when I'm out there, it's clear mind in that sense, and it's just compete and get going.
There's several fans out there that have followed your journey so far, being one of the top Cardinals prospects in the organization. But to those that are maybe unfamiliar with Brandon Clark coming here to Peoria, and obviously, you know, you being young in your career, describe kind of your pitching routine and kind of your philosophy for how you go about things on the mound.
Yeah, I really try to keep it easy, keep it simple, and attack hitters. I've been blessed with a good fastball, and so I like to throw that a good bit and just enjoy my time on the mound. It's a game and a gift at the end of the day. And I did one of these a few weeks back in Palm Beach and had a similar question asked, and I was like, man, I try to go out there every day and remind myself and all the guys around me, like, man, we get to throw baseball as our job and our profession, and it's just a great gift from the Lord that you get to go out and throw the baseball. So I just try to have fun with it, appreciate it, and grow and be better every day.
And I think you use the word fast to your advantage with your fastball. You've hit triple digits several times. When was the first time you hit 100? Do you remember when that happened?
Yeah, I mean, I was a JUCO arm in college, so I never got to officially see it with my own eyes. Just with JUCO modalities, it's not the same as professional baseball or high-level D1, but we were a great school. But with my own eyes, it was last year with Boston, and I think in spring training, in a bullpen, and then a few times in spring training, and then at one point last year. But this year's been a little bit different. It's been pretty cool.
What was your reaction when you hit 103?
I was pretty shocked. I was like, wow. I mean, I never would imagine for one day that would have been a possibility. But again, just blessed by the Lord, and it's been really cool. I mean, that was a really cool opportunity. So,
did you know in the moment, or did you kind of find out afterwards?
I didn't. I found out afterwards. I was not aware of it, and honestly, it wasn't until like after my complete outing. I heard a brief word in the dugout after my first inning, or maybe it was, I can't remember what inning it was.
Sure.
But I heard a brief word in the middle there, but after the outing, I heard a few guys say, and I was like, hey, praise the Lord, just a gift, thankful.
This is Nico Horning talking to tonight's Chiefs starting pitcher Brandon Clark. All right, so we've talked about your fastball. How about your other pitches that maybe don't get talked about enough? You have a breakout slider that can get guys out. What are some of the other pitches and some of the things you're doing on the mound that you think represent yourself other than the fastball?
Yeah, just try to mix late and use everything I have. You know, I have a handful of pitches with a cutter and a slider and a changeup and a curveball. So mix fastballs and just try to get in and get counts to be able to put guys away at a pretty quick rate is the goal. So
control can be tough for a guy that throws as hard as you do. How have you gone about managing your control these last couple of years?
Yeah, I think last week, let's just start there. Like last week was a huge step in the right direction of just getting a good game plan and focusing in and creating an intention while I'm on the mound of like the controllable portion of what I get to do. I can't control the complete result on each and every pitch, but what I can do is just be really grounded and unchangeables throughout pitch to pitch and have a good process and be focused in to try to execute the best I can on each pitch and move on from pitch to pitch and stay grounded there.
For the velocity that you've acquired, how do you think that developed to where it is now? Was it a lot of just training? Was it some God-given abilities that you have, a mix of things? How did that kind of come about?
Yeah. First and foremost, God-given. I mean, it's been an absolute gift that I've been given, and I wouldn't take glory or credit for it for 1 minute, but obviously working hard throughout my whole career. And Over the last couple of years, there's been a tick or two each year, and that's been pretty cool. I don't know when that's going to stop. I don't know if it will. I'm not sure. Sure. But it's been really cool to see. And, yeah, man, I train consistently, and I try to work in speed and power stuff to move my body quick. That's been one of kind of my gifts, is to be able to rotate quick in and out of positions and get in the pretty good positions to be able to throw hard. And then, obviously, just training my arms and shoulders to assure that I'm, you know, in a good spot healthy-wise, and I'm able to unload some force.
Sure.
What's one maybe training area or one workout piece that you have done in the off season that has really helped you increase that velocity?
Yeah, just speed. Like when I'm working in specific exercises, like I'm trying to move weight pretty quick.
Got it.
At a high speed. Just trying to move it quick and work in and out of positions quick, so that when I get on the mound, you don't really do anything slow on the mound ever, regardless of the pitcher you are. So just kind of getting into deep positions and then moving quick through those to be able to allow it to translate on the mound.
Last velocity question for you. When was it in your career where you were like, all right, you know, I can pump it in there and I could see this as a long-term goal for me?
Yeah. Probably back in like my junior-ish year of high school. I was coming back from Tommy John and had a pretty significant jump. You know, tacked on 3 or 4 miles an hour through that process. Was pretty young at the time, so saw a few miles come there, and then it was able to, you know, kind of stick and see a steady tick over the last handful of years.
What was your upbringing like? Hometown, favorite ball players that you grew up, and your favorite team?
Yeah, I grew up in Northern Virginia, born in Leesburg, Virginia. Grew up in Ashburn, Virginia. Lived there for 18 years. My family moved to Cary, North Carolina over the last, 5 years or so.
Yeah.
And my favorite player was David Ortiz. My favorite team was the Boston Red Sox. And, man, I loved growing up in that area. I always wore 34 and was mostly a hitter for, you know, a majority of my life. And then kind of when I got to high school and started seeing the ticks and, you know, the ability, then I started transitioning to pitching a little bit. But that was kind of my growing up.
That's awesome. Who did you take after in high school in terms of pitching? Who did you enjoy watching?
Yeah. Man, I just enjoyed watching guys who threw the ball hard and smooth. We're able to repeat and consistently throw the ball in the zone, and it was pretty much majority starting pitchers. So I wouldn't say I've ever really modeled my game after a specific pitcher. I've just kind of used what I've been given and go ahead at it like that. But I've always enjoyed watching, you know, guys like Jacob DeGrom and guys that just move fluidly and throw the ball really well.
A couple more for you. Didn't realize you were a Red Sox guy in Ortiz. You get traded from the Red Sox here to the Cardinals. What was that experience like? The fact that you kind of went through that early on, as some of your teammates have as well, and that's just part of it. But what was that like at the moment?
Yeah, complete shock. But you know, you can't prepare for anything like that. I hope I'm a Cardinal for a while. Who knows? That, you know, I can't control any of that. My job is to show up and do what I get to do every day. But it was a shock, and you know, just extremely blessed to get over here to the Cardinals. They've been outstanding. The training staff and even the external portion, the teammates, and finding a great church in Jupiter, and just being part of a great community. My teammates and just a ton of great men in the locker room. So just really enjoyed that. And initial shock, but wouldn't change it for anything. It's been great.
Speaking of community, made a visit to the Children's Hospital today. Is that right?
Sure. Yeah.
What was that like to kind of go there with a few of your guys and, you know, show up in the community for some kids that are obviously going through whatever it may be?
Yeah, blessed. Just a deep respect and gratitude for what I have. I don't just get to walk, but I get to do what I get to do at a high physical level, as well as a lot of my teammates, and pretty much every one of our staff members are in a great health spot. To see these little kids struggling is a real heartbreaker, but I know that the Lord has a perfect plan for all of them, and it was just good to be able to be a light in their life, even if it was a brief moment. I didn't have a whole lot of impact, but just to be able to be there and put a smile on their face, all you know, five or so of us, and just enjoy that time was really worth it. So thankful we can, you know, just serve a little bit in that sense.
Well, thanks for your efforts. Everyone here in Peoria appreciates it, and we're excited to watch you tonight here at Dozer Park, and good luck the rest of the year.
Absolutely. Thank you, Nico.